Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Witch Candy. In this file, you'll be going past houses dressed up all nice, asking, as you do, for candy on one of those special nights of the year. Just imagine, after sunset, the street lights dotting the road. Houses all wondering who will come by and how they will be dressed up. A big bag with you ready to receive as much candy as you can carry. And if you get lucky, you might even find some of the really good stuff. Most of you in the neighborhood knew which houses had the nicer candy. Sometimes they were older people, sometimes they were families themselves that knew which candy would be enjoyed the most. But there was one house, a little bit further away than the others, with a really nice garden that always got a lot of attention. And because you knew this, you wanted to go there first. So while everyone else was still going through the neighborhood, you did the effort of walking a little bit extra just to get there first. Looking around, you could see how gardens and houses were all decorated in different ways with lights and ornaments and props in various colors, although a lot of them leaning towards orange for some reason. There was also an atmosphere of kind of a happy creepiness, as if everyone was enjoying dressing up and being someone or something else. You too were dressed up. I wonder how much effort you did on your costume. It looked nice at least. As you walked, looking at the houses, hearing the commotion far behind, you slowly approached the house you were looking for. Like the others, it was a nice house with some really nice decoration dotted around the garden. There was always something special about this house. The garden looked perfectly kept, not a single plant out of place. And the house itself always looked kind of clean as well. For a moment, as you stood there, letting your mind drift and wondering how much effort they did on the garden and the house. Maybe that's why they also did the extra effort for nights like this. With your costume and your bag ready, you entered the garden walking to the front door. The path was not that long, but every step felt like a very long distance. However, within no time at all, you stood in front of the door. A little bell inviting you to press. You could hear the tones of the bell ringing inside the house. It took a moment, but then the door slowly opened, and a very nicely dressed, somewhat older woman answered the door. "Oh, look at you. Isn't that lovely?" and she reached next to the door where a big bowl of candy, very high quality stuff too, was resting. "Actually," she said, "wait just here for a moment. I think they're already done." The door closed for a moment and you could hear footsteps going away from the door. After just a few moments, not long at all, the door opened again, presenting to you a large tray with all kinds of gingerbread cookies. What was special about these is that they all appear to be dressed up in costumes of their own, all different ones. And after a few moments of looking around in amazement, you noticed one of them looking very much like yours. It was not exactly the same, but similar enough that you just couldn't help yourself and reached out, took one of the offered cookies, said thank you, I hope, and took a bite. They smelled and tasted amazing. Must have been freshly baked. And the taste just seemed to explore everywhere and nowhere. It was as if trying to analyze or describe the taste just made you find out more elements of it. It started out very familiar with the basic taste of ginger and cookie, and then something fruity, maybe the frosting. Then some other flavors that were very difficult to tell. You hadn't even realized that you'd been staring at the porch light while you were tasting the cookie. In fact, by the time that you began to realize that you had been standing still for a while, how many bites of the cookie had you taken by now? You noticed that it was getting difficult to move. A strange tingling sensation that seemed to spread through your body like a pleasant chill and yet a warm glow at the same time. You were still looking up, kind of surprised. For a moment you looked at your own hand and wondered why it was moving so slow and why you were feeling a little lightheaded. Yet your body was still standing quite comfortably. And while your body and mind were slowly being affected, the woman placed the tray away and gently lifted you up, walking you down a few steps into the garden and placed you next to the path. Your body became more and more rigid with every passing moment, the explosion of taste still going through you, and the strange sensations of nothingness, warmth, and cool all at the same time. You were placed in such a way that you could see both who was coming and what they were doing at the door. It was kind of strange and disconnected from reality. But as you stood there, you could hear everything and see everything, but you weren't able to move or talk at all. Breathing went just fine. It was as if your body was completely set to automatic. You hadn't even noticed that the woman had posed you a little, so you looked extra in character in your costume. You hadn't realized yet where the bag had gone, but as you stood there, almost like a doll, perhaps a mannequin, a new prop for the garden, you could hear other children slowly approach. Would you want to warn them? Would you want to see what happened? What kind of thoughts were going through your mind right now? Whichever it was, as they arrived, walking through the garden, ringing the doorbell, getting some of the candy, but no cookies, and then leaving safely. More and more came in their costumes, both simple and quite elaborate. Each one of them came and went easily, each with a sufficient amount of candy to make them happy to come all the way out here to this specific house. You notice that your body was quite comfortable in a way, warmed from the inside, even though you were standing still on this cool, dark evening. Some of them noticed you, even looked, wondering in awe at the amazing detail of this prop, especially the glassy look in your eyes got lots of compliments. The older woman gave no details on where you were from or what kind of prop you were, and few even dared to ask. You were sure that some gossip was going to flow later. Perhaps some of the stories that you heard before were true as well. Time went by in a blur, with children coming and going, all safe and sound. And before you knew it, it was all over. A few blinks later, and you found yourself outside of the garden gate, holding a very heavy bag filled with high-quality candy. Not entirely sure how you got there. Was it all a dream? But when you looked around, you realized it had gotten quite late. Your bag, though, was as full as if you had been getting candy all around. Maybe even better, because the quality of the candy was unrivaled. No one else would have gotten a haul like this, you were quite sure. And you got to see so many of the costumes. Maybe it was worth it after all. Or maybe it was just a dream. Regardless, in a way I'm going to count you back up again. And I wonder what you'll have found of this. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and enjoy.